اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
We who are his followers, Imam Hussein's followers, and by order of Hazrat Sajjad, peace be upon him, and recommendation of other infallible imams, arrange these sustained morning sessions, have the problem. We face tyranny in this regime. We face the cruelty of the oppressors, but we maintain the event of Karbala. Our preachers kept the event of Karbala alive. They kept alive the issue of the resistance of a small group, but with immense faith vis-à-vis the powerful but arrogant regime.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program, in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. He says, the pen can be more creative than the blood of the martyrs. SubhanAllah, I really like this sentence. It reminds me of the verse in the Quran that says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and the very beginning of chapter Qalam, verse number 1, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal qalami wa ma yastarun. By the pen, I swear by the pen and what they write. So, you know, it's totally a strong claim that Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying. You know, the person who writes and builds people's beliefs and values can have a tremendous impact on the culture of his or her society. In other words, that person builds people's cultures, and he or she is building a kind of lifestyle for them.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Days, I think bloggers and influencers in social media are doing this. Like, you know, the pictures that they post, the videos, the captions that they write, you know, they shape people's ideas. It shapes what people think about, how they feel, and what they make, you know, what kind of decisions they make in life. It alters, it somehow forms a kind of idea in their mind that leads them to a specific direction that, again, leads them to make a specific decision in life. The social media is at times so much more influential than books because it entails people's emotions. It penetrates into people's hearts and, you know, of course, through their eyesight. So be very careful at what you are, you know, viewing on the social media. And if you can, if you have the knowledge and if you have the talent, try to create Islamic captions, Islamic posts, or Islamic whatever, you know, messages on the social media. God bless you all. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.